The 10 Toughest Leadership Problems and How to Solve Them, written and read by Katie Best. Introduction. Why you need this book. Because I'm a leadership coach and consultant who's been working with leaders for nearly two decades, it's typical for me to open my emails or LinkedIn and find a message from someone I've worked with before but haven't heard from for ages. Sometimes they're just saying hi. Other times they're wanting to chat about some new leadership problem they've run into that they need some help with. This means it wasn't a surprise when, one day about 5 years ago, I received a hello from the past message from Simon. Simon was someone I'd worked with about a decade before, when he was responsible for business development for the business school I was then working for, and I was designing the programs he was very successfully trying to sell. When he emailed me, as well as having moved companies a few times, he'd moved up the ranks considerably and was now for the first time at C-suite level as the chief commercial officer in an organization selling consultancy and training. Throughout the intervening period, he'd done very well for himself. We went for coffee and he reminded me why I'd enjoyed working with him before. He was friendly, very capable and funny. I was happy he'd gotten back in touch. Initially, it was to ask me to coach him and some members of his team. I was very happy to. However, this was during a good period for the company. Things were going well. They were in a business where things could change quickly, and 2 months later, things were going less well, and now the company couldn't afford coaching anymore. But Simon felt very frustrated. He could have had coaching when everything was going well and he barely needed it. But as soon as things were difficult and he needed more help on how to motivate his team through the tough patch, and how to talk about strategy and change, and his team members needed more help on how to be resilient, there was no budget available for coaching. He was incredibly frustrated as when he took on the C-suite role, they knew he was new to this level and he had been promised support. But now, if he wanted coaching, he would have to go through a lengthier justification process, pitching for the money that no longer sat in his budget. He feared that by the time he got the coaching agreed, he would have made many suboptimal decisions as he tried to solve the problems flying at him as a result of the downturn in the market and of being new. That's the irony of leadership coaching. Many of the people who need it the most can't access it. Their companies won't pay or can't afford to pay. Or their companies are willing and able to support the coaching, but by the time the sign-off is given by a boss, then HR, then a purchase order is raised and a contract is signed, the problem is worse, has headed off in a totally different direction, or has disappeared but without the leader learning how to handle it and fearing it coming back. It's hard for Simon and people like Simon to get leadership coaching because companies don't always understand the value that it adds. It's expensive and it's hard to prove through numbers how much it adds to the bottom line. What was coaching? What was luck? And what would have happened anyway? And yet leaders who experience great coaching speak highly of it, many of them seeing it as critical to their success. And it's not just about being able to access help through a leadership coach. It can often feel like drawing attention to your weaknesses if you admit that you need help. In organisations with cultures that are reticent to admit problems, doing so can make you look like a poor performer when you're probably just more honest. Leaders write into Dear Katie, my newsletter advice column, with a tough problem for which they feel they're receiving no organisational support. They receive an answer without having to admit to anyone else what problem they're facing. There are lots of reasons then. A lack of budget, time pressure, a sense of failure if they admit that they need help, which means that leadership can feel very lonely. They can't admit to problems, they can't ask for support from their organisations, and they can't work out how to handle a situation they haven't faced before. But don't worry, it's not all doom and gloom. What you're holding in your hands or listening to on your headphones is here to help you and others like you to handle your leadership problems. This book is going to support you as you figure out what's going on, what your possible solutions are, and how to choose the one that fits your environment. Because the solution that is right for the CEO of a 10-person human rights charity may be quite different from the solution that's right for the store manager of a coffee shop or the HR director of a large accounting firm. It's going to help you figure out what further problems you could run into when you try to implement your solution and how to handle them. And, excitingly, it's going to show you how you can leverage the new skills you learn to improve your leadership ability well beyond the point of where you are now. To help you improve your leadership, you'll be guided through 10 leadership problems that are both tough and common, using my SOLVE framework. Then you'll learn how to use the SOLVE framework to figure out any other problem you face. Think of this book as a pocket leadership coach, because now that you own this book, it's here for you, ready to pull out when you need it and to help you through the tough problems you're facing or will be facing as you continue.